This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Free Talk Live, we do a radio show, which is a little different from your average show. On this one, you can call in and bring up anything you want. With you in the studio this evening, you have Ian here.
Ellen.
And Daryl.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's brought to you by ProXPN, 855-450-3733. And, of course, we've got Skype. You can Skype into the show. Our username there is lrn.fm. So feel free to reach out to us in that way if you prefer. As usual, there's a lot of stuff to talk about here tonight. The beheading video was quite, or the alleged beheading video was quite the topic of conversation on the show last night. Got an update on the so-called Islamic State and what the Pentagon has to say about it. Your thoughts are certainly welcome at 855-450-FREE. Then coming up, Daryl, you've got a bizarre story about Republican politicians versus libertarians in the in Louisiana. Is that right?
Illinois.
Is it Illinois? Okay. We'll find out more about that here in a little bit. And then also Ellen will be starting the show out here tonight with an interesting story. So go ahead.
Yeah, so some of you may know Adam Carolla. He has a pretty...
I don't know him, but I know of him, and he's pretty entertaining.
Yeah, he is actually one of the most successful podcasters, and he's been doing it for a long time. He
used it to helps do... when you have a Hollywood career to...
Yeah, he used to do
Loveline. He's the Podfather, correct?
And, what?
The Podfather?
No, that's Adam Curry.
Oh, okay.
Adam Curry was one of the initial podcasters. So he was one of the first out the gate.
Adam Carolla's the guy with the unibrow that used to be on The Man Show.
He used to be a part of Loveline as well, which is what
I've never heard of it.
Really? You've never heard of Loveline? You've never heard of... I'm surprised by that. Loveline is a... It's actually still on the air, but Adam Carolla is no longer on the show. It was Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew, and they did like a two-hour-a-night love sex advice show, basically, and it was fascinating.
Dr. Drew, the Hollywood pseudo doctor guy.
You've probably seen him on TV
like
or something,
person.
Right? Yeah, Dr. Drew. And it was a great show. They had great rapport. That was kind of where I think Adam Carolla really built a lot of his career, like not Hollywood, but in radio. And then eventually he ended up leaving radio to do his own podcast. And that's what you're going to tell us about.
Yep. So I have an article from the Electronic Frontier Foundation, and this is about the lawsuit that he's involved in with the patent troll. It's titled "The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly of Adam Carolla's Settlement with the Podcasting Troll."
Oh, there was a settlement. Oh, that's interesting. So just to bring our listeners up to speed on the story, I know somewhat what's been going on here. So the idea of a patent troll, can either of you explain what that is?
Yeah, a patent troll is someone who may or may not actually hold a patent and goes around and sues people who have things that are similar to the patent that they claim to hold.
Right. They are a company. A patent troll would be an organization, usually of lawyers, that does not do anything of value to the marketplace. They don't actually invent things. They don't promote inventions. They don't bring inventions to the marketplace or anything like that. But what a patent troll will do is acquire patents and then sit on them and attack people who attempt to build similar things.
And then sometimes they will go after people for violating a patent that they don't even hold.
Sure, just to try to push their weight around or maybe get a settlement.
Right, because, somebody gets a letter signed from a lawyer. They're like, I want this to go away.
Yep.
What do you
check.
Want?
Yep, cut the check, make it go away. So they came after Adam Carolla, who the reason why they chose him is because he's very, very popular podcaster.
Yeah, them being personal
and
audio.
And wealthy.
Personal audio, who claims to be the inventor of podcasting, which... I don't really think it's possible to be the inventor of that. I'm sure there's plenty of people that did that independently before somebody patented
that's
it.
That's just it. I mean, the patent is the problem here, right? So these people, either they came up with a patent, which I doubt, or they somehow landed the patent. and now it's in their repertoire, and they're going to claim that, well, we determined how to send files to people automatically, because that's all a podcast is. I mean, there's a lot of people that will throw this term around, podcast, and they'll use it incorrectly. So, like, the local talk show host here in town was talking about how he podcast this heroin special that they did here, which was very good, by the way. But it wasn't actually podcast. It was just posted to his website. You can post anything you want to the website. If it's not delivered automatically to the individual who's subscribing to it, then it's not actually a podcast. So on Free Talk Live, we have a podcast. It's a feed, and you can subscribe to it via iTunes or one of the other various different podcast clients out there. There are a bunch of them. And then whenever you run this program, and some people have these programs on all the time, so I've got a podcast program that polls constantly looking for new content. And so your program basically results in you being sent every new show that that person puts out, rather than you having to go physically to the person's website and click to download. That's what podcasting is. That's what a podcast is. It's essentially a file on a server somewhere that has instructions as to how your computer can go about fetching a piece of music or a talk show.
Yeah, and that's what differentiates it from something like a radio show, right?
Well, a radio show can have a podcast.
Right, as we do. So Free Talk Live is produced first online live, first on radio stations and online live, and we record it. Take the MP3 file, and we put it online. You can go and direct download by going to freetalklive.com and clicking, like, you know, you always can. But if you subscribe to the podcast, then those MP3 episodes will be delivered to you. So it takes the steps out, takes the work out of acquiring your favorite audio content. That's the brilliance of the podcast, and I don't know anything about who invented it. I think it's ridiculous to claim that they invented podcasting.
Yeah, or that they own the rights to something like podcasting. And, you know, what's strange is that they're going after several other large companies as well, or maybe not companies, just organizations. Like, I know one of the other websites that they're going after was How Stuff Works.
Oh, wow.
What?
That's a great site, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
So give me more of the story.
Okay. Big news from Texas. Adam Carolla has settled with the podcasting patent troll Personal Audio. Although the settlement is confidential, we can guess the terms. This is because Personal Audio sent out a press release last month saying that it was willing to walk away from its suit with Carolla. So we can assume that Carolla did not pay Personal Audio a penny. We can also assume that in exchange, Carolla gave up the opportunity to challenge the patent and get and the chance to get his attorney's fees. Sorry about that. EFF's own challenge to Personal Audio's patents is on the separate track and will continue. Our case is before the patent trial and appeal board at the patent office.
EFF went after the patent troll. That's interesting. I didn't know that detail.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. They just kind of throw that in without giving a backstory. Yeah, so anyway, we're on a schedule for a hearing in December with a ruling likely by April 2015. So this stuff takes a long time.
Oh, yeah.
You can imagine.
The swift hand of justice prevails.
You can imagine how much time Adam Carolla has spent fighting off the patent trolls. Like,
he has lawyers.
It was interesting because he was able to raise money by asking his listeners to donate through Amazon, so it actually didn't cost them anything, and he ended up raising so much money to fund this lawsuit, which was how he's able to go on so long that they were willing to settle.
I wonder how much he spent on this. I mean, because I know he was raising, what, $500,000?
He said it was over $500,000, yeah.
I mean, that seems so crazy. It's mind-boggling to think about paying lawyers that much money.
Yeah, and that's how they usually win their settlements, is by dragging it out so long that the other person can't pay it. Yeah. It's really crazy to me, but anyway, the story goes on. Carolla and Personal Audio have agreed to take a quiet period where they won't make any public statements about the settlement before September 30th, 2014. Not coincidentally, Personal Audio is still scheduled to go to trial against a number of television companies, NBC, CBS, and Fox, in September. That's a big challenge to take on. I feel like they have much more money.
I wonder if that's about podcasting or if it's about some other patent allegation.
That's a very good question. I don't know.
Yeah, we should
maybe they're going to claim to own the airway or the air that all of the television waves are going through.
Let's
somehow.
Let's come back. You can share your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. Ellen, is there more about Adam Carolla here?
Yeah, we're just getting into the good part.
We'll get into that then. Here in moments, your calls and thoughts, whether it's on patenting or intellectual property, whatever happens to be on your mind goes. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You take control of Free Talk Live.
Hi, Chuck Woolery here. I don't know about you, but I don't like taking pills for minor arthritis pain, and I don't like those patches either. But I have found something that works, Australian Dream Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. It's a great product. It doesn't smell or burn, isn't greasy, and it works. And Australian Dream has an empty jar guarantee. You can use the whole jar, and if you're not happy, you get your money back. But I doubt you'll send it back. This stuff really works. Australian Dream is now available at Target or your favorite retail store.
I travel for work during the week, and it's tough being away from home. But America's Best Value Inn treats me like family, with free internet so I can keep up with work and those back home. A continental breakfast in the morning, and instant rewards with the Value Club, so I can save more money at most of their 1,000 hotels in North America. If you travel for work, go to americasbestvalueinn.com and discover the best value on the road.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Take control toll free here by dialing in to talk to us about anything you want. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about patent trolls. And the one in particular that we're discussing is a company that had sued Adam Carolla, one of the
Personal Audio.
Personal Audio is their the supposed name of this company. And they don't actually seem to bring anything of value to the world except for lawsuits and threats against people who actually do bring value to the world. And Adam Carolla, I wanted to say Kokesh for a moment there, but not the same person. Adam Carolla, sort of a comedian, Hollywood guy, and radio personality all mixed into one. He's been doing a podcast for a few years now. So they targeted him first, and they went after him. And there's now been a settlement in that case. We're going to get more about that story from Ellen here in a moment. Want to also let you know about another important court case. We've talked about Ross Ulbricht quite a bit here on Free Talk Live. He is the man alleged to be the operator of the Silk Road, the underground marketplace, the infamous underground marketplace. But Ross has been the one that's been getting all of the publicity, and we're happy to give it to him here on Free Talk Live. In fact, we've had his mom on the show, and actually his mom joined the Free State Project at the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Awesome!
Apparently. Yeah, it is awesome.
Wow.
So go to if you want to help Ross out with his defense, because he needs it, you can go to freeross.org. But there's another guy. Actually, there are a few other folks involved with, allegedly involved with the Silk Road. And one of them is a Free State Project participant. His name is Andrew Jones. And he is also trying to raise money for a defense. Unfortunately, he has not had the level of press coverage that Ross Ulbricht has. So he probably could use even more help. DrewsDefense.org is his website. That's DrewsDefense.org. If you'd like to help out Andrew Michael Jones, who is one of the folks facing life in prison over allegedly operating the Silk Road. So again, his site, DrewsDefense.org. As we continue here, Ellen is sharing with us a story from, what was the source? Electronic Frontier Foundation?
Yeah.
And they apparently are, it sounded like they were either following or backing up Adam Carolla's case in some way. Now they are suing this personal audio company, or they're actually not suing them. I guess they're going after them in some sort of patent court, some kind of administrative patent challenge.
Right. That would still kind of be a lawsuit in some kind of way.
Mm-hmm. They're bringing a complaint, basically.
Right. They have filed a complaint. They actually filed it last year in the Patent and Trademark Office, and I've got updates on that we can get into after Ellen continues with this story.
Yeah, right, Ellen said we're about to get into the good part here. So
yeah, this is actually titled The Good, so that's why I say it's the good part.
Wait, so was the first part the bad or the ugly?
No, we haven't gotten to the bad yet.
The ugly part?
Yeah,
first part?
Usually you put the bad news first and the good news last, right?
Okay.
They did it backwards in this article. Carolla, his team, and everyone who donated in support deserves massive credit for putting up with such a strong fight. The podcasting community showed that it would not be shaken down. Patent litigation is very expensive, and most troll targets settle early just to avoid the cost of defense. By fighting back, Carolla forced Personal Audio to actually mount a case and establish that it deserved money.
Right. Most of the time, these companies will just send a threatening letter and get what they want out of that. But as he's pointing out here, the fact that Carolla didn't crumble under the pressure, that he continued on, meant they ended up sort of backing down.
Right. That turned out to be too hard for the troll. As you probably know, podcasting's not an especially lucrative business. Personal Audio, however, appears to be unaware of this. In its July press release, the company wrote, "When Personal Audio first began its litigation, it was under the impression that Carolla, the self-proclaimed largest podcaster in the world, as well as certain other podcasters, were making significant money from infringing Personal Audio's patents. After the parties completed discovery, however, it became clear that this was not the case. As a result, Personal Audio began to offer dismissal from the case to the podcasting companies involved, rather than to litigate over the smaller amounts of money at issue." Which I think is pretty funny, because, you know, they go into this, like, basically being the bully, saying, we've got all this money, and if you don't give us what we want, you know, you're going to have to pay basically, like, $500,000 to be able to fight this. And they found out very quickly that, you know, there's no money in that.
Well, that really just shows what this is all about, right? I mean, the idea behind patenting is supposedly to protect the inventor from some sort of infringement by other people. I mean, I think the idea that you should be protected is ridiculous.
Yeah, as in other people are making money off of your idea?
But that was the idea, was to protect the inventor. But here, the patent troll really shows that they're really all about making money and not about actually protecting an invention. Because if it were about some sort of principle, then they would have gone through with the suit. They would have said, well, it doesn't matter, Mr. Carolla, that you're only making $10,000 a year and that barely pays for our attorney. You know, that doesn't even pay our first month of attorney's fees. This is about principle. We own this here patenting process, and we're going to take you all the way through the court process. But they didn't. They bailed out because they realized they couldn't cash in.
Now, if patents, and I'm not a fan of patents and copyright in the way that they are implemented right now. But if you go back and you look through the history of patents and copyright, then initially a patent and a copyright was extended for a specific term of years.
Okay.
Generally between 7 and 14.
All right.
So for instance, Ian, you invent a product. Then you would have a patent on that product for 7 years, which would give you time to, you know, make sure that you were the first to market and able to make some money on whatever it is that you invented before competition came in.
That's the proposal, yeah.
That's the initial way that patents were implemented. And now the way they're doing patents and copyright is the life of the creator slash author plus 70 years. Mm. Or if it's a corporation that holds the thing, then it's for 125 years. And that's
just, for both copyright and patents?
Yes.
So generic medications?
Medication is a little different.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's like 17 years on that. Mm. And that barely covers the testing period.
Sure.
So that if they wind up going through, like, one phase of testing and realize, uh-oh, we need to change something, then they either just have to scrap the thing altogether or try to make it different enough so that they can get another patent. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you know, it's just thrown completely out the window.
Yeah, so patents are basically just a way to restrict ideas.
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah, which you can't really do with something like podcasts, because those are on the internet, and basically anyone can get access to those. Anyone can make those. It's an infinitely reproducible thing.
Yeah, that's a great point. I mean, I don't know how many thousands of podcasts there are in the world, but I'd imagine it's in the tens of thousands, if not 100,000 of them. I mean, I don't know. There seems like a lot of damn podcasts, especially if you factor in foreign language,
right?
In there.
Heck, I've got four of them.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. More from the Electronic Frontier Foundation about the good, the bad, and the ugly. We've gotten through the ugly part, right?
We've gotten through the good part.
Not even the ugly part. Okay.
No.
So the first part was just the intro. Got it. All right, so more coming up. We're going to get to the bad part here in a little bit. This is Free Talk Live. Share your thoughts.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-463-7479. That's 1-800-463-7479. 1-800-463-7479.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guy's giant factory authorized sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high quality Mountain House freeze dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best tasting, longest proven shelf life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free here and bring up whatever's on your mind. You can do that at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That toll free number is brought to you by ProXPN. If you care about online privacy, you really need to go and look at ProXPN. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. You can get signed up there, download their software for free. It's Windows, Mac, iOS, Android devices. You can all use ProXPN. Linux users, you can also use ProXPN. Setup's just a little bit different. In fact, Daryl's tried it, and it's actually a lot easier than I thought it was going to be. So proxpn.com/FTL. Go grab the software. Get started tonight for free. When you're ready to upgrade, because they encrypt your internet connection, protecting you from your ISP and others snooping on you, when you are ready to upgrade to their premium account, you get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can connect to, as well as the ability to privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites. And you get it all for $5 a month, just about $5 a month, over at proxpn.com/FTL. Use promo code FTL50, and you'll get that sweet discount that I was talking about, that $5 a month. That's 50% off of the annual account price. So use code FTL50 to get that discount. But if you want an even better discount, pay with Bitcoin and use code FTLBTC. You'll get 62% off of the price of the annual account with code FTLBTC when you pay with Bitcoin. So go to proxpn.com/FTL and get started there. And remember, there's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, and ProXPN does not keep records of your online surfing habits. So don't forget code FTL50 if you're paying with your credit card, and code FTLBTC if you're going to pay with Bitcoin at proxpn.com/FTL. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts here. We're going to also get deeper into this story. It's called The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly by the Electronic Frontier Foundation, and they're talking about the patent troll who went after Adam Carolla and who, in theory, if successful against Adam Carolla, would have gone after other podcasters of lesser repute, like Michael W. Dean from the Freedom Fiends. And
people of lesser repute, like Michael W. Dean. Hi, long-time listener, first-time caller. How you guys doing?
Welcome, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to thank you and me and GCN for our service. I don't know if you remember this, but you guys donated ad time to a radio ad I made for the EFF about defending, you know, raising money for this case.
Oh yeah, that's right. Cool.
And I actually just donated $25
to the EFF.
To the EFF.
Yeah, man.
With Bitcoin.
Wow. Yeah.
Congratulations.
EFF
are
good. I used to play in this rock band, and we get royalties of, like, I don't know, $50 each, like 20 years later somehow.
Like, and $50 a year?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, nothing. Like, it's not worth having me do the accounting with the guy to deal with. So I just had him donate my share to the EFF every year,
nice.
Too. Because he's in San Francisco and they're right down the street. He just drops it off. Yeah, man, they do good work. They're kind of, they're not even minarchists. They're really kind of leftist, and they think government can be fixed. But, you know, some people that do that, like, fight the good fight like no one else can, and we have to live in a world of laws, so I guess it's good. It is good that some people go out and, you know, tilt against those giants.
Absolutely. I'll be doing it myself here in a few weeks. And, Gerald, do you have a case coming up too still? Or you're waiting on a decision?
I've got one pending where I'm waiting on a decision. And then there's a case that I'm not directly involved with, but I am responsible for it being filed,
where
there's a ballot access lawsuit here in New Hampshire that was filed by the ACLU on behalf of the Libertarian Party at my request.
It is nice when you have the groups like the ACLU step in to absorb some of the costs of doing this litigation, because it can get pretty expensive. So, Michael Dean, what else were you calling about tonight?
Yeah, are you guys up on the Stefan Molyneux copyright trolling?
The only thing I know about this is what I heard from you the other night on Freedom Fiends when I kind of stepped in as a temporary co-host there. This was surprising to me and shocking all at the same time. Can you fill our listeners in?
Yeah, I want to say allegedly a lot and be careful, because it looks like he's starting to get litigious with people who, you know, point out people who criticize him. There was this chant, you know, I've dug the guy. He's an important part of my path to liberty, but
him personally. I find him very, you know, easy to interact with. He's friendly. He's funny. I've met him a few times at the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Yeah, in the last 6 months, he's been just occasionally, you know, in a 3-hour podcast of dropping mad science, you know, there'll be like 20 seconds here and 20 seconds there of just nutbaggery. Like, without me, liberty, the world would have to wait 2,500 more years for liberty.
Yeah, like, I heard about that. And that one's a fairly old quote. Wasn't that like from last year?
Yeah, and, you know, kind of like bashing women, and another one he did, he went on a couple tirades of someone who sent him like $1 and someone who sent him $3. Like, how dare you insult me with these tirades?
I remember someone sent him $2, and he got mad about it. So then I went to his website, and he has on his donate page, it was the first time I'd ever been to his website or the donate page, and I saw where he says, if you listen to 4 podcasts, send me $2. So he requests $2 and then gets mad when somebody sends him $2.
Yeah.
So I sent him a Satoshi worth of Bitcoin, and apparently he got mad about that and went off on it on like the next podcast.
Why
that he
get
did.
Mad about $2 anyway? He could be $2 poorer.
Because I've got to pay taxes and an accountant, and it cost me more to file paperwork than what I got in your donation. You are a horrible person.
So there was this YouTube channel called True Shibis, or Shibes, you know, the Dogecoin dog. How do you say that?
Shiba?
Shiba. True Shibas. T-R-U-S-H-I-B-E-S. That was entirely composed of, like, finding places Stefan was inconsistent. Like, you know, a video where he's saying, you should never interrupt anybody. It's not very respectful. And then, like, 2 minutes later, he's shouting down a caller and interrupting them. And things like that, you know, and putting text on it. And it was kind of a resource for people who criticized Molyneux, because you could reference these videos and not have to say, well, watch this 3-hour video and go to the 2-hour, 17-minute mark. And, you know, there were comments on it in text, but it was legally and morally fair use. And his business partner, who isn't in some department without him, like, I've dealt with both of them before, like, they CC each other on everything. His business partner, Mike, whatever, issued takedown notices for this site on YouTube and, like, had it completely taken away. And this
for
is
critique.
A guy.
Because this,
well,
this because this no, YouTube was channel was sort of highlighting things that they thought people needed to see about Stefan Molyneux.
But it was a DCMA, which is a legally backed by the U.S. federal government copyright notice. And he said before, like, you can use my videos any way you want as long as you spell my name right. And he said they're Creative Commons, which means you can do that with them. But they used a copyright infringement to get them taken down. Now, they took down another channel, allegedly. I haven't even, can't even find a mirror of this channel. Allegedly, they took down a much less popular site that was, like, criticizing the callers on the show. Hmm. And they said they took down this. They said they took down True Shebase, allegedly said this, to protect their listeners, but there were callers, but there were none of the callers in the True Shebies thing. It was, like, inconsistent. So, and there were, like, videos on here of him saying, like, I went to 3 Ivy League universities, and then, like, alleged proof that he didn't go to 3 Ivy League universities, things like that.
I just did a YouTube search for True Shebes or Shebies, however you pronounce it, and the first video that pops up is, rest in peace, True Shebes, killed by a statist cult leader, that was posted 3 days ago.
Wow.
Well, there's a mirror of it. Is that on the mirror site? The mirror site on YouTube is True Mirror, T-R-U Mirror.
No, this is by some guy named Jim Jesus.
We'll come back with more here in moments. Jim Jesus, where do I know that? I think that's a listener of Free Talk Live. That name sounds very familiar. Hang on, Michael Dean. We can continue the discussion here in moments. Mark came into the studio the other day and said there's been some concern about Stefan Molyneux, so I've been aware of some of this. We'll come back. Your thoughts are welcome here. This is Free Talk Live.
Crashed, The Death of the Dollar. It's a hot new novel that has a lot of people talking. It explores what our government's reaction to a U.S. currency collapse would be. And when the government nationalizes all supply chains in an effort to keep order, the sentiment voiced towards such a tyranny is, we're not picking the fight. The government already did that. We'll just be fighting back for a change. This is a great book, but don't take my word for it. Look at the reviews on Amazon. Bernie says, Crashed is a really terrifying trip. It is thought-provoking. It makes you wonder, what if? Could this happen? Gary Jones adds, this is an excellent book. It is also a little scary because it could very well be true. I hope it's fiction, and Julia Moffat calls it a gripping read and the most exciting, insightful book this year. Crash is a fast-paced read that has 2/3 of its Amazon reviewers calling for a sequel. This book is totally worth your time. It's well-researched, liberty-oriented, realistic, gripping, and gritty. Do yourself a favor and don't miss this one. Get your copy at Amazon. Crashed, The Death of the Dollar by William Cooper.
I didn't believe it. Neither did I. No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home. My thoughts exactly. Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits? Not possible. Great minds think alike. Until I tried No-No Pro. Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No? Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line. We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No? Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time. Perfect for any skin type. Try it. No hair, no pain, no time. Consuming expensive office visits? No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No. Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes.
If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We invite you here to bring up anything you want to discuss. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you'll find waiting there just for you. Something else you might want to check out if you are needing some focus in your life, feeling fatigued, trying to get the extra edge where it counts. You can look into modafinil from modup.net. Studies show 1 in 5 students use this cognitive enhancer, offering multiple benefits, including a double-digit increase in short-term memory, fighting off fatigue, and greater focus overall, so you can get things done. Businessmen around the world are also talking about modafinil from modup.net and how it's making the difference in their work and giving them the critical edge they need. Now, at modup.net, they provide the highest premium quality modafinil with the best potency, so you enjoy significant results, and that's why they're the number one sponsor of Reddit's third-party nootropic testing project. Remember, Free Talk Live is an international radio show, and modup.net ships worldwide. It is your responsibility to know if local prescription requirements and laws apply. Modup.net, by the way, gives you a sweet discount when you pay with Bitcoin. You'll get 33% off. They're already great prices. And to make the deal even better, use code FTL, and you'll get 10 free tablets with your order at modup.net. Don't forget code FTL, world-class service at a great price for modafinil at modup, M-O-D-U-P, .net. As we continue here, Stefan Molyneux, somebody who has always been friendly with Free Talk Live. You know, we've had him on the show in the past. We've interviewed Stefan. We've had him on in real life at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And over the last year or so, I've started to encounter things that have given me pause with regards to his show, Freedomain Radio, which is a podcast that he performs. Appropriately enough that Michael Dean is calling in from the Freedom Fiends, because we've been talking about the technology of podcasting tonight. We're going to get back into the Electronic Freedom Foundation side of this discussion. But you brought up these allegations, Michael, about Stefan Molyneux and his business manager, Michael DeMarco, allegedly using copyright to go after a critic on YouTube, among other things. And you were kind of going through a laundry list of allegations.
They're not my allegations. I want to make them clear. They are True Shibi's allegations, because it looks like he's getting litigious, and I want to preface that. But, you know, he complains when people, or he criticizes when critics take, you know, 30 seconds or 60 seconds of something he says that sounds like nutbaggery out of a 3-hour video and post it and say it's out of context. But you can't, you know, if you're commenting on 3 or 4 things he said in 2 or 3 hour videos, it has to be taken in cuts out of there to be able to, you know, process it, or you're going to have to go watch 12 hours of videos. But he says the things he says, you know, and he does the things he does, and they seem contradictory to what he has said before and the ethics that he's put forth.
Yeah, and he's pretty much proving that right now if he's backing a lawsuit, which I find kind of strange, because every video that I've seen of Manu, he seems very intelligent, and it all makes sense to me, but...
Now, are you a regular watcher of
content? I'm not a regular. I wouldn't say that. But okay. I've seen a few snippets of some of the things he said. I haven't seen anything bad whatsoever.
I think it's fair to say... Now, look, there's something that I think is fair to say about doing a radio show, is that eventually, if you spit enough words into a microphone, you're going to spit some words that sound dumb or
yes.
poorly thought out.
Yes.
Or, you know, crazy, perhaps. I mean, you might even be absent sleep, and you might not say something that you really intended to say. So
right.
there's all kinds of things that can happen.
Or you could be quoting someone...
And then
yeah. somebody only hears that, you know, 12-second
yeah.
quote where you're quoting someone else.
And it attributes it to you and changes the channel before they know what the truth is or whatever. Yeah,
right.
So there's all kinds of things, misunderstandings that can happen. And because I like Stefan personally, when I first started to hear these things and became aware of them, I just thought, oh, God, no. You know, I just don't even want to deal with this. I'm just going to put this off to the side and wait and see what happens with all this. And one of the first clues for me was when he started putting out the Truth About series on YouTube. And that, to me, was just like a red flag. You know, when a car dealer tells you how honest they are, that doesn't make me feel good. And when somebody claims that they have the truth, I don't believe them. You know, if you claim to have the truth a bunch, like you're always claiming to have the truth, like every video you put out is titled The Truth About and then such and such, that just seems really inflated, I guess.
Especially if it's something opinion-based. That does seem like very narcissistic.
Maybe it is or it isn't. I don't know. Honestly, I haven't watched very much of this Truth About series. I've just seen the titles, and I know
opinion.
I don't want to watch.
It's opinion.
Yeah.
It's opinion. So you took him off of LRN.
I did.
You said that the other night, and a couple people wrote me and said he didn't really explain well why he did that. Why did you do that?
I had, well, like I said, I'd already had some concerns about the whole Truth About series, and then I started to hear more rumblings. Mark had come in to talk to me, and he had said that he'd heard, you know, that Stefan had jumped the shark, and then some comment about women, and then I found the details on some of those comments, including excerpts where it sounds like he's blaming women. There's this clip where he, you know, blames women for getting together with some women, I guess, for getting together with a-holes, and he just goes off on women. It's like it's women's fault that men are a-holes or something like that. I can't really exactly recount his exact position that he was taking, but it was disturbing, and I heard enough at that point. I actually hadn't heard, before I pulled him, I had not heard about these allegations about him supposedly using copyright notice to take down a YouTube channel that was critical, and I had not heard yet about these allegations of possible lawsuits. So, yeah, I just had, you know, I'd heard enough, basically. Does that explain it?
I guess, but you've had questions about other shows on there before and not taking them down. I'm not saying you should take the other ones down or shouldn't have taken this one down, but you're Mr. Free Speech.
No, I'm really not. I mean, I like free speech as a general rule, but LRN.FM is a network that is not a free speech network.
It's your property.
It's a network with an ideology behind it, and of course in the radio business, they tell you a lot that a radio network can't be successful if it's all about ideology, but I don't care about whether or not LRN's successful. So,
well, it depends on how you define success.
Financial success.
Right, but you know, and if you define success as, you know, lasting a while, LRN has been successful.
Mm-hmm.
Because yeah, I've seen yeah. numerous, you know, radio networks come and go in the last, like, 2.5 years. LRN's been around for, what, like,
yeah,
5?
Yeah, that's true. Success is kind of
true,
subjective.
But it loses money. So, from the radio business perspective, you're not going to stay in business very long if you're funneling money into your project.
Right, but so. LRN is more an activist project.
That's what I said. So it's not, I don't care about its level of success. It doesn't matter to me.
You don't care about its level of financial success.
Financial success, right. What matters to me.
You do want people to listen.
Correct.
And you do want it to, you know, stay alive yeah. for several years.
But what matters to me is that we have programming on there on LRN.fm that is of a liberty mindset. And that's not to say that Stefan isn't of a liberty mindset. It's just there's just too much around him that concerns me at this point, and I didn't feel comfortable continuing to air his show, what with all of the, you know, the fluster, whatever you want to call this the drama, the controversy. It just...
Well,
and what really started it was the whole Stefan Molyneux is a cult leader thing. And there's something to that, I think. I mean, there really does seem to be a group of followers who kind of do whatever it is he says.
So it's not just the controversy, because you've defended before and said that, controversy is good for radio. It's good for listeners. We don't mind having controversy.
Yeah, I don't want to have somebody on here who is going to be, let's say, in... You know, I guess indicting all women or something like that. I'm not saying that's what Stefan was doing in his video.
That's what it sounded like.
It made me uncomfortable what he was saying. So I'm not going to let somebody get on here and start advocating for racism. I'm not going to let somebody get on here and start advocating for bigotry. So that just doesn't fly with me.
Have you ever removed a show before for anything other than like pod fading and not doing enough shows?
Probably if I were to think real hard, but I don't really recall offhand.
Well, I don't really see any problem with, blocking people from being on here who are saying hateful or violent things, like, especially if it's something bigoted. And, you know, it just makes sense being a Liberty podcast. It's kind of ideas that you want to promote.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, Michael, thanks for the call tonight, man.
Yep.
We got some other folks here who would
Absolutely.
Like to chat, and I appreciate your call tonight. Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends, freedomfiends.com. All right, so we'll continue. And by the way, he was on Skype, which is why he sounded awesome. So if you want to do like Michael did, just contact us on Skype at username lrn.fm, and we'll continue here in moments. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You take control.
The Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale is on, with over 250 of the latest styles all on sale now. Get Black Forest Oak Laminate for a crazy 39 cents a square foot. Beautiful and durable bamboo for just $159. Classic prefinished gunstock oak hardwood for $149. All gorgeous Bellawood prefinished hardwood is on sale. Plus, get special 24-month financing. Go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. Hurry, this sale ends Tuesday the 2nd. The fall flooring season is here. Why aren't you?
Hi, this is Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends Radio Show. The internet has lowered the cost barrier for a worldwide radio show to a price approaching zero. Yet there is one arena where you still need thousands of dollars to approach the audio quality of the corporate media. Doing a live spoken show with more than one host in different geographic locations. Our program, Fiend Phone, will solve that problem, and it will be given away free. Go to fiendphone.com to see what you can do to help. That's FEENPHONE.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.